Amen. Everybody, you haven't been where you are all the time. There were some times you had to go through some stuff to get to where you are. And God turned it around. God, amen. At this time, we extend the invitation. There may be somebody who'd like to get on board. Extend this invitation to you. And whosoever will, let them come. Come by letter, candidate for baptism, or by Christian experience. It's yours today, because we never know what might happen tomorrow. But we thank God for today. And the thing about it, the Bible tells us that God gives us some brand new mercies every morning. Amen. For 365 days, we're going to have some brand new mercies. Amen. But we just can't take a chance and play around, because we never know when the Lord is coming back. We never know when, amen, our time to leave here will come. Because there are two things. If we die lost, we're going to die. We're going to be lost forever. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after comes the judgment. Amen. Amen. And so it's ours to extend and yours to receive. Perhaps there may be somebody who's just standing in need of prayer. Come forth also. Amen. Amen.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life in this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
In the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Turn your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 27. We're going to look at one verse quickly before we take the Holy Communion. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to all of our deaconesses for preparing the table. Thanks to all of our deacons ready to serve. We appreciate all of you ministers of the gospel. Amen. And all of you pastors, we love you. We are proud of you. I just want to share briefly about this one verse, and then we'll take communion, and then we can go home. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice. He said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the word. I pray for your anointing to be a blessing to somebody today. Lord, I pray that you will show yourself strong in the midst of your congregation. Somebody here is in need of a miracle. Do it for us, oh God. Somebody here is in need of a savior. Send laborers into their vineyard. Somebody here needs your healing touch. Father, pray that you would do it for us. I thank you that signs and wonder will follow them that believe this morning. Glorify yourself in this house. Use my tongue as a ready writer for your glory. We'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion is titled, "When God is Silent." When God is silent. The passage I just read to your hearing is about what happened to Jesus Christ on the cross. As we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ today, I want you to know that while he was on the cross, he cried out to God, but God was silent. In fact, this is the second time that God went silent on Jesus Christ. If you recall, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. You say, "Lord, if it's thy will, remove this bitter cup. But not my will, but thy will be done." God did not say a word. God went silent. Then he got to the cross, and he said on the cross, "My God, my God, this is too much. Why are you forsaking me?" Again, God was silent. No response. Many of you are here today under the sound of my voice. You are going through a season of silence. You need to know there is a season in our Christian living when God will be silent. How you know that? That's when you pray, you fast, you worship, you praise God, and still no answer to your prayer. Because God is silent. You need to know, ladies and gentlemen, every time God is silent, it means three things. How many things?
Three.
And my assignment today is just to tell you those three things, so that when you come to a season of the silence of God, you will not be surprised. You know exactly what is going on. When God is silent, number one, it means God is working on you. Today's sermon is so simple, I can say it in 2 minutes and go home. When you cry to God and you don't hear nothing, God is working on you. Every time it seems that God withholds his answer from you, it means you are his vessel. And he is trying to prepare you for the assignment. Tell somebody I got it. God would not answer or reveal his plan until you are well prepared for the assignment. His silence is to prepare you until you become what the Bible calls a vessel of honor. I've been through this season many times. That I cried unto God. Like Jesus cried on the cross. And God is silent. Listen, church, God is speaking to somebody right now. You are saying, Lord, where are you? I trust you. I believe in you. Lord, where are you concerning my family? Where are you concerning my children? Where are you concerning my dreams, my destiny? And God is saying, nothing. I'm talking about when God is silent. My brothers, my sisters, every time God is silent, he's making you as a vessel ready to be used by God. Let me give you some example. God went silent on Jesus Christ for 30 years. If you study your Bible, the Bible talks about his birth. And after he was born, all of a sudden you don't hear a thing again. For 30 years, he went silent. You don't know how he grew up. You don't know the challenges he faced. You don't know how much preparation he went through. My brothers, my sisters, every time God is silent, he is molding you. He is shaping you. The Bible says he is the potter. You are the clay. Every now and then you will hear us sing, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Don't just sing. Allow God to prepare you. If you want to be blessed, if you want God to really, really use you, you got to allow him to prepare you. Even though Jesus Christ is the Son of God, even though Jesus Christ is God, and yet he needed to be prepared for his assignment. That is why Luke chapter 2 verse 52 says, when he was growing up, he increased in wisdom, in knowledge, in favor of God and man. Those are years of preparation. Again, I say unto you, my brothers, my sisters, if you want God to use you, you got to be willing to allow him to prepare you. And please, let me school somebody. Let me warn you. Don't waste your moment of silence of God. That's not a time for you to be lamenting and crying crocodile tears. That's not a time for you to be having pity parties. You need to know that God is preparing you. And even in your preparation, you need to learn to stay on that potter's wheel and shut up. Oh, glory. Don't make preachers like that no more. Just say it raw. Stay on the potter's wheel. I know you've been praying. I know you've been fasting. And it's frustrating when you don't see results. The problem is that we focus too much on getting from God. We lose focus on God preparing us to receive from him. Ladies and gentlemen, until you become a vessel of honor, you're not fit to be used by God. And God will withhold his speaking to you. He will go silent while he's preparing you. I wish I have time to walk you through the Bible. There's a brother by the name Joseph. You know his story. He had a dream about his destiny. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
He saw the moon. He saw the sun and 11 stars, everyone bowing to him. In case you miss it, he's talking about his mama, his daddy, and all of his brothers, 11 brothers. Every one of them bowing before him. Ladies and gentlemen, he was excited about what God's going to do. But guess what happened to him next? He found himself in a pit. Notice that does not match the dream. The next thing you see, the same guy who just received a great revelation, he find himself a slave. This is why I said don't waste your moment of God's silence. Here you are, you believe in God for great things, and exact opposite is happening. That's when you need to learn. When we say hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand, build. thinking these things, you got to be prepared to leave what you are singing. Ladies and gentlemen, many of us, if we're in the position like Joseph, we'll be screaming and yelling, Lord, why? Why me? Why me? Why am I facing this trouble on my job? Why am I facing this diagnosis? Why are my children acting like this? Why is my marriage not working out? Why me? And the Lord sent me to tell you, you need to shut up and begin to praise God anyhow. What is my message? While Joseph was in the pit, while Joseph is made a slave, in fact, he ended up in a prison. With all those negative things going on in your life, in my life, you need to know God is still God. Can you handle what I just told you? You need to grow up and be willing to walk with God. What is my message to you? Even when it looks like things are not working out for you, even when you look at your life and you say, I should be better than this. I've been there. Sometimes tears will be running in my face. My children will look at me and say, Daddy, what's wrong? I say, if I explain it, you won't get it. Just pray for Daddy. There is a season of God's silence. Jesus cried out. Don't just take communion. In all your getting, get understanding. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But the truth be told, God has not forsaken you. Amen, somebody. I said God has not forsaken you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but the Lord sent me to tell you, God is still on your side. Amen. Amen. Brother Pastor, how can you say that? You don't even know what I'm going through. I can say that because the Bible said, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, it said, we know. It's good to know Jesus. You all be singing this thing, but I'm be scratching my head. Do these people understand how deep what you're singing? We know that all things work together for good. I don't know what you're dealing with right now. It will work together for your good. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. On the job, pastors, listen to this man of God. I was in a coffee shop yesterday, hanging out with another pastor. This man has been trying to visit with me, said, God sent me to give you a message. And I kept putting it up. I said, yesterday, I met with you. So we were there drinking coffee, and he was sharing with me, a white brother in the Lord. I said, share with me what God told him to share with me. Somebody came, total stranger, interrupted. My guest was so upset because he won the undivided attention. And this new guy came to me and said, Pastor, I want you to know when you're ministering, there are a lot of pastors out there that are paying attention. He said, I'm one of them. He said, I pastor a Methodist church, but my wife would not let me miss you preaching the gospel. So every now and then when you see me, hey, don't turn me off. There is an audience bigger than this room. It's the grace of God. So whatever you're going through right now, the only question you need to ask is, do you love the Lord? I cannot answer that for you. But if you love the Lord, the Bible guarantees all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. Tell somebody, I got it. So quick review. I said to you, every time God is silent, point number one, he is preparing you. He is working on you. You look at Joseph from dream to the pit, from the pit to slavery, from slavery to prison. And don't forget Potiphar's wife. Oh, Lord. Please take note that Joseph had good reason to be angry at God. Joseph had good reason to question God. Joseph had good reason to give up. Like you and me, he has a reason to ask, like Jesus asked, why have you forsaken me? By the way, let me warn somebody, let me school you. Every time God calls you blessed and highly favored, watch out. Here comes trouble. That's just free. That's not part of my sermon. When you get to heaven, check with Miss Mary. That's what the angel of God told her. Sister girl, you are blessed and highly favored. But right after that, trouble. How do you explain that you are virgin but you're pregnant? Somebody's going to question you. Somebody's going to call you names. Somebody's going to start a rumor. Oh, glory. My message to you, learn how to live in the season of the silence of God. Notice the story of Joseph end well. You know, he was in the prison, he helped somebody. That person served his own time, got out. He told him, Brother Baba, don't forget me. And guess what happened? He forgot about him. Oh, I wish I have time to preach. Have you ever helped people and they forget about you? Maybe it's just me. You are there for them. They ran out of gas, you are there. They needed a ride, you are there. They ran out of diapers, you are there. And then when you had a little problem, It's frustrating. But notice one thing about Brother Joseph. He never lost his faith. If you will keep the faith, if you will hold on to God's unchanging hand, soon a And very soon, God will come through for you. You know how his story ends. He finally was discovered. And he finally was made the prime minister. That's what happened to Joseph. That's what happened to Jesus. That's why the Bible said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, because of what he went through, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, God Almighty, I thank God for my mountains. I thank God for my valleys. I thank him for every storm he brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I would never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. Through it all, I am a Rakasenda. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. For evil, God will turn it around for your good. If that applies to you, open your mouth, shout, amen. Now God wants somebody. Praise the Lord. You see, now that Joseph is out, now that there's a turnaround, not just for Joseph, but for Jesus. Now, the tendency is for you human beings to say, now I'm going to go after my enemies.
Deal with it, sir.
That's why I'm not voting for somebody in this election.
Deal with it, sir.
Yes, I say.
Deal with it. Deal with it.
I walk in freedom.
Yes, sir.
He could have come out and see, I'm going after that butler. He left prison, I helped him, he didn't remember me.
Come on, sir.
He could have come out and say, I'm going after Potiphar's wife.
Come on, sir.
She tried to mess me up and lied on me. He could have come out and go after his own brothers. I'm trying to help somebody. If you want to be blessed, you better listen to this man of God. You're blocking your own miracle. But Joseph came out. He said, you mean it for evil. But God meant it for my good. Everybody that has wronged you, keep on loving them. Keep on praying for them. Keep on being good to them. The Bible says, oh, nobody, nothing but love.
Ooh.
I don't know if some people can handle this. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to forgive everybody that has wronged you. Some of you around me, you have problem dealing with that, because I will never join you to be a part of hate. It's not worth it. When the Lord deliver you, why are you trying to start another battle? You have already won. I'm trying to show you how people get blessed. Notice what Joseph did. He forgave all of his brothers. He forgave the butler. He forgave Potiphar's wife. Same thing with Jesus. So before you take communion, get that revelation. Everybody that beat him, blood gushing everywhere, they smashed the crown on his head, they spit on his face. Guess what he did? Father, forgive them. Learn to walk free. Are you still here? What is my message to you? While you're waiting on God, don't be regretting what you've lost. Don't be looking back as to, he did this to me. Oh, that former employer of mine. Oh, that former spouse. That former whatever. I receive. Let it go and let go. I like that. Somebody say move on. Somebody say let it go. Are you listening? Amen. God will offend for you. You are absolutely correct. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. I think I need to stop. Hannah, if you're in the house, I know you've been waiting to have your own child. I know you've been praying. But if you would just wait on the Lord, everyone that wait on the Lord, thank you, Pastor, they shall renew their strength. They will mount a wing. Are you all still here this morning? Because Anna waited. When the miracle came, her son became a prophet,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Became a judge,
yes, sir.
Became a priest, the only one in the whole Bible,
yes, sir.
With that many hearts. I am living that testimony.
Yes,
I try not to tell you too much about me. If you know how many hearts I wear, it will blow your mind. And that's what gives me freedom to speak freely, without fear, with boldness. Because God is my source. All Anna needed to do is to wait patiently on the Lord. Let me say this in conclusion. I was going to tell you three things. My time went. Oh, Lord Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. Because we have to take communion. Another thing that you need to know about your God, when you are dealing with season of silence, I told you, first, it means God is preparing you. But secondly, when God is silent, it means he's working on other factors. Things that you don't see that would need to bring things together. Remember homeboy Daniel? He was like, he prayed. And many of you are doing that. Lord, heal me. Heal my heart. Heal my liver. Heal my pancreas. Whatever. They told me he's going down. And then you say, why is this thing? Why do I still have to go through all this treatment? Why do I still have to put up with this knucklehead spouse of mine? Why my own children? I raised them in the church. But God later on explained to Daniel, the first time you prayed, God heard you. Can you handle this? He said the first time you prayed, God actually answered. But the problem is that there are some demons. Adversary, thank you. That were trying to block your miracle. So it may look like God is silent, but he's fighting some adversary that you don't see in the natural. That happened to Jesus also. Jesus was born. After everything Mary went through, Joseph went through, then the angel told him, please take this baby and run to Africa. Can you imagine going through? You work so hard. You finally get a job. You finally find a husband. You finally build your house. And God say, no, you need to get out of town. Because heaven sees things that you and I don't see. So sometimes God will be silent because he's working on some things that is needed to put the whole package together. Did you know God did not even speak while Mary and Joseph was agonizing like you and I would do? I've been there. I've not been always perfect myself. I nag, I complain, I whine. Eventually, God show up and speak. Say, now you can go back to Israel. All your player haters, they're now dead. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but I speak to you prophetically as a man of God. Every one of your player haters, God will make them your footstool. He prepared a table. I like that. In their face. Oh, glory. I got to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you this morning. If you are going through the silent season of God, you need to know that God's got your back. Mary got pregnant, but what you don't know is that Mary was really afraid. There were laws in the book to stone her. There were rumors in town. But God went behind the scene and caused another woman, Elizabeth, to get pregnant around the same time. I believe Elizabeth has been barren. God delayed her own miracle so that she will be an encourager to to Mary. Sometimes when you're going through something, it's good to find somebody. Somebody who understands. Somebody you can relate to. I wish I have time to explain. When the two of them finally met, the Bible say, the babies. Hallelujah. They were leaping. They were rejoicing. I pray for you today. Whatever you're facing right now, God will send you a blessing helper. Somebody that will come along your way to be a blessing to you. God will send you an Elizabeth. Somebody to encourage you. Somebody to pick you up when you're down. Somebody to be there for you. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. It was the same Elizabeth's son, John the Baptist, that God used to baptize Jesus. You see how God will go behind the scene and work out your details. So things that you're going through right now, and to you look like things are not just working out. Your setback is a setup for your comeback. Somebody shout amen. God can see. In conclusion, how many times have I concluded to you? Tuesday, okay, all right. I promise. See, that's my buddy. That's my amen corner. Every now and then I'm preaching, Matt will say, don't do it, Doc. We got it. Well, I've been using him too, because sometimes I just go on each, you know, just want to tell it all. So, when God is silent, I told you it's because he's fighting on the same battle. So this is what I want you to take home today. This should be your attitude. You ought to get like a 3x4 desk card, you know, or the index card or whatever. So when you come to church, put there. You write a little note, you know. Church people, they be tripping. So you put a disclaimer on the card. Say, if you're going to sit down on this row, please be advised. I'm fixing to shout. Woo, glory. You say, I don't mean to get on your nerves. I know you got a pretty heart on it. But if you're going to sit down next to me, I am pregnant with a miracle. And I'm not going to wait until the battle is over. I'm fixing to shout now. Do I have a witness in the house? Tell your neighbor, I got something to shout about. And he may not come when you want him, but I guarantee you the right on time. Tell your neighbor for every door he opened. Thank you for every blessing he sent. Thank you. Every time he healed my body. Thank you. Even for miracles still on the way. Thank you. You gotta tell somebody, oh my God, I got something to show. Don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout now. I say you can shout now. You can shout for your miracle. Shout for your children. Shout for your healing. Shout for your breakthrough. Shout! 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 If you're here and there's something you believe in God for, you're the one God sent me to find a way to the altar. I want to pray right quick before we take. To be honest with you, I'm in that group. I wish I can take you behind the scene so that you see a list of what I'm waiting on God for. It's a long list. And I'm asking God, look, I have put in 28 years serving you. Why?
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
How many of you can say that you love the Lord this morning? God is so good. He woke us up, started us on our way. We have our help and our strength. And we just want to praise Him. Not because of what He's doing, but simply because of who He is. I really love the Lord. He gave me the victory, and I love Him. I love Him. I really love the Lord. Can y'all help me say it? I really love the Lord. For God say, is there anybody here who could say, I love the Lord? Is there anybody here who could say, come on, heavens, victory.